How the legislature will choose to pay for Alaska's state budget remains unclear today, the 63rd day of the legislative session. The House majority wants a plan that will fully close the gap between state spending and revenue, and it wants new taxes to be part of that plan. The Senate wants the plan to only include drawing from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman has been talking with lawmakers from both sides. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
So, Andrew, first of all, how large is the budget the legislature is looking at?
The House Finance Committee finished its work on the budget on Friday. If you focus on the part of the budget that the legislature directly controls each year, then what the committee passed equals $5.3 billion. That's $337 million more than this year and $37 million more than what Governor Bill Walker proposed. Here's Fairbanks Democratic Representative David Guttenberg talking about why the committee didn't make cuts proposed by minority caucus Republicans.
If we had taken some of those cuts, we would have done exactly what this state doesn't want to do, and that is hinder economic development through the Department of Natural Resources with permitting and public information on our resources. And those are things that we don't want to do.
The Senate budget still has to take shape. Senators say they want to hold the budget steady. The Senate did pass the bill known as the Fast Track Supplemental last week. That includes $45 million for a increase in Medicaid spending.
So that's the spending part of the budget. We heard on Friday about the state's spring revenue forecast. What do we know about how the two sides want to pay for the budget?
The revenue forecast increased the expected amount from oil royalties and production taxes by more than $200 million. But that's only 1/12 of the state's projected budget gap. The House would close most of the rest of the gap by drawing on permanent fund earnings. Without the income tax that the Senate shot down last year, the House would make up for the remaining gap by making a $1 billion draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. The Senate would draw more from permanent fund earnings.
The legislature failed to pass a plan to draw from permanent fund earnings each of the last 2 years. Andrew, what's different about this year?
The CBR doesn't have enough money to pay for the entire budget gap. So it looks like it's inevitable that the legislature will draw from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government services for the first time. The Senate majority would draw a slightly higher percentage of the fund's market value in its plan, starting at a little under 5.25%. Of that draw, 3/4 would go to government and 1/4 to permanent fund dividends. The House majority budget includes a draw of a little less than 4.75%. Their draw would be split 2/3 to government, 1/3 to PFDs. Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says there's a concern that election year politics could affect the talks over a plan.
Each body will craft their own message to try to convince the public that they're doing the right thing. And inside of each body, there's a majority position and there's a minority position. And so it does make it difficult when you're trying to score political points to do what's right for Alaska.
For her part, McKinnon says she'd solve the problem by focusing on a permanent fund earnings draw backed by rules to control spending. We heard from Alaskans in public testimony last week that they'd like to see half of any draw be paid in dividends, which is similar to the current formula. But that would add another $400 million hole in the budget. The House and Senate Finance Committee co-chairs have reached an agreement that they're going to talk about a long-term plan. That may be a step in the right direction, but it's not clear how much reassurance Alaskans can take from it.
All right, Andrew, thanks for that update from Juneau.
You're welcome, Laurie.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman.